But the guy that we hope will be the next great mayor, right there with Rudy Giuliani, is a former co-worker of ours, a dear friend, like Bo Dietl, for many, many, many years. And the guy that we really do truly believe, not just because he's our friend, we do truly believe is the only person in this race on either side that can restore, I should say, some normalcy and greatness to this once great city. That is Curtis Sliwa, and here he is at 7:43 on this primary day, Tuesday morning. Curtis, what's going on, brother?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And where were you two guys on Saturday at Breezy Point when I began 72 hours straight of campaigning on that float? If you saw outside the window yesterday that Rudy Giuliani got on and John Catsimatidis to support my effort. The Sullivans were there.
Yeah, but right. You know, it would be nice. And believe me, Mike Sullivan sent me 1,000 pictures, and he told me that they were chanting Bernie and Sid, all that stuff. But, you know, I get the text from Mike Sullivan. You're already there. Why don't you ever try to contact me and Bernie before?
Right.
But no, he is absolutely correct. They were chanting Bernie and Sid, Broad Channel, Howard Beach, Ozone Park, Middle Village, Bayside, Whitestone, Floral Park. You guys rocked the world. I had to compete with you out there on the campaign trail.
Well, you don't have to compete with us. We're not running for any office, not yet. But on a serious note, Curtis, look, crime, 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 that's it. If you win, when you win, forget about that, when you win, this city is completely upside down. It's out of control. It's unsafe everywhere. How do you plan to fix what has become a monster problem?
Well, look, and you remember from day one I said we have to refund the police. Last summer, when I was fighting the shooters and looters in the streets of New York City, remember, got a broken jaw. Guardian Angels were seriously injured because Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, told the cops to stand back. So we're going to refund the police, put that $1 billion back. We're going to have a dedicated property tax against your favorite place, Sid, Madison Square Garden, Columbia University, NYU. They pay no property taxes to hire and train 3,000 new cops. And what nobody is talking about, even Eric Adams, former police officer, he wanted qualified immunity taken from the cops. That means they have to now go out and get personal police liability insurance. They earned $42,500 in their first 5 years of service coming out of the police academy in College Point, Queens. How are they going to afford police personal liability insurance? Every candidate stripped them of qualified immunity. You know who has qualified immunity? Andrew Evilize Cuomo killed thousands of people in the nursing home units, and yet he can't be sued personally. Why is it that only police can now be sued? Not judges, not DAs, not elected officials, not civil servants. That's because the Democrats hate the police.
That is such an excellent point, Curtis Sliwa on the Bernie and Sid Show, running in today's primary against, and it is today, you are running against Fernando Mateo. So let's stay with him for a second. You have General Flynn, a former NSA to Donald Trump, coming out all over New York City endorsing a Fernando Mateo. What differentiates you from Fernando Mateo besides the past? I mean, on policies going forward, what differentiates you from Fernando Mateo, Curtis Sliwa?
All right. He has Flynn, but who does Curtis have supporting him? As you mentioned, the greatest mayor we've ever had in our lifetime, Rudy Giuliani. Yesterday, The Rock read the whole American conservative voice of reason from Franklin Square, Long Island. Sean Hannity endorsed yours truly, Curtis Sliwa, to become the next mayor, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis. And I'm going to go on and on and on. These are tried and true New Yorkers. They understand the issues affecting us here in New York City. And let's face it, you may not give me cred of being up to date on many of the other issues that affect the city, but can anybody actually question my ability in riding the subway since I do it every day, the only candidate to do it, fighting crime, bringing law and order to the streets, no. Having safe streets, safe subways, safe parks, safe schools? And as you saw with your own eyes, Bernie and Sid in Penn Station, when the lockdown and the pandemic took place, caring for the emotionally disturbed, caring for the homeless, compassionate there. And let's not forget my 15 rescue cats that I and my wife Nancy raised in our 320-square-foot apartment. Just like John Katsimatidis, who ran in 2013 on a platform, no-kill shelters, we're not going to be killing armed family members and furry friends any longer in the shelters of New York City. They get euthanized within 72 hours if they're not adopted. That's going to end when I'm mayor. Crack down on crime, but compassionate with animals, the emotionally disturbed, and homeless.
Well, Fernando was claiming he's going to crack down on crime, too, and his folks that are endorsing him, and again, we are not. Let me make this very, very clear. Bernie and Sid are endorsing and voting for Curtis Sliwa today. But he claims that, and his people claim at least, that he's not a career politician, that he knows what he's doing, especially with small businesses that have really been crippled here in New York, and he's the guy that can really help them. So what you're saying is great, don't get me wrong, but he says he wants the same things. What makes you the guy to get them done and not him?
Let me ask you a question, Sid. Remember the last time when de Blasio was elected and Nicole Malliotakis was running against him as a Republican?
Yes.
Did Fernando Mateo support Nicole Malliotakis, or did he raise illegal campaign contributions for Bill de Blasio, who on his own single-handedly took a wrecking ball to this city that we all love? He raised money for de Blasio.
Oh, snap.
He helped elect him to a second term. He is a de Blasio Republican. To me, that is an insult to every New York City resident. That is a crime, a shanda, with disgraziata. No Republican can ever cast a ballot for Fernando Mateo for mayor.
That is not cool. Look, the front page of the New York Post, Curtis Sliwa running for mayor. The primary is today, folks. Today is the big day, primary day. But the New York Post, I mean, they are going all out for Eric Adams. I mean, is there any chance that the New York Post in November will stick with Eric Adams over the Republican candidate like you?
Well, as you know, I have many friends over at the New York Post for many years, and I'm going to sit down in a general election, and I'm going to say, hey, do you remember Eric Adams, who supported Screwy Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam?
Yeah.
And recently you published an article that said Eric Adams wanted to retire in Israel in the Golan Heights. Please, if that's not pandering, I don't know what pandering is. Nobody lives in the Golan Heights if you've been to Israel. That's the demilitarized zone between Israel and Syria. So look at his track record. Last summer, where was Eric Adams? Painting Black Lives Matter in the streets with comrade Bill de Blasio. Where was Curtis Sliwa? Backing the blue, fighting the looters and shooters. Where was Eric Adams? He was out there in the lines where Antifa, Black Lives Matter, were demonstrating every day. And then at night, they'd be looting and shooting. He's had an epiphany because he's seen the polls. All of a sudden, crime is the number one issue for Democrats and independents. But it's always been the number one issue for me, for you, Bernie, and for you, Sid.
Love
we haven't changed just because a poll says crime is number one now in the minds of the voters.
Oh, Curtis, so good. All right, on the way out, they just showed on New York One, that horrible racist station, they just showed Eric Adams voting for himself in Brooklyn. Have you voted for yourself yet today? Where will you be voting later on if folks want to see you? Vote for Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, in your neighborhood, city, Upper West Side, with my wife, Nancy. And by the way, props to Nancy. Not only is she a cat rescue lady, she is running for the Upper West Side City Council seat as a Republican. First time a Republican is challenging Democrats there in 10 years. So we're a ticket. Vote for Sliwa for mayor. Vote for Nancy Sliwa for city council in the Upper West Side. And you live there, Sid. I'm going to be pulling your card that proves where you voted. You're going to be voting for both Sliwas.
Well, are you going to be there around noon this afternoon up on the Upper West Side?
Nah, 9 o'clock. That's when I'm voting. And
okay.
I'm checking polling locations in all five boroughs: the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, that allowed me to become the candidate of the Staten Island GOP and Brooklyn GOP, and then back in Manhattan. And I'll be joining all of you tonight. Hopefully, we'll be raising the roof in celebration. And you know what's the first thing I'm going to do when I become the Republican nominee for mayor?
What?
I'm taking the subway because none of the Democrats. Fernando Mateo, where does he live? Irvington, Westchester? Is there a subway stop up in Irvington, Westchester, guys?
Nope. Antenna Fly or something like that?
Nope.
Curtis, you're a living legend.
You
we
are.
We love you, and you're going to win today, and you're going to win in November as well. We back you fully 100%. We love Curtis Lewa.
Looking forward to having a steak with you later, Curtis, at Jack's Place, Empire Steakhouse, when you win. Okay, brother?
Well, just go to CurtisLewaForMayor.com. You can see everything I stand for. That's CurtisLewaForMayor.com. Thanks for the tactical air support, Bernie and Sid.
All right, my friend.
No doubt.
There he is, Curtis Sliwa. Make sure you make the right vote today. This is no joke. This city is in serious peril. I don't have to tell you folks that. I live here. It's in serious peril, and he's the one guy that can help save it. Not the double-talking, fast-talking Eric Adams. Not Adams. Sliwa. Make that vote today. We're back after this.